we have many concerns in the ASTI. In May, 20,000 ASTI members voted down a proposed package of what was called support measures. And that's because they didn't go far enough, they weren't targeted, and they didn't allay any of the concerns that our members have regarding the new senior cycle. In terms of what the rushed, it's actually an accelerated senior cycle. It should not be in this year, it should be next year, but it has been accelerated by the previous minister, Norma Foley. Why it is accelerated is not feasible, in my opinion. There's too many questions with it. So, for example, there is a 40% project now in every single subject. And we clearly see that there's massive inequities or inequalities in school facilities. So some schools have state-of-the-art science labs newly built. Other schools, years old, have no anywhere comparable of the facilities that some schools have. So there's going to be inbuilt inequalities right from the start. We're not even mentioning at this stage of the interview about AI and the effects of it. And we have the strange situation that, according to these new support measures that our members rejected, we're going to set up a committee and have a look at the impact of AI on the Leave and Cert after it's brought in, which is a very, very strange thing. And what our members are looking for is a proper look at the effects of AI. I think we have a fair idea of them, and that we go and we target the assessment procedures so that they are not massively affected by AI. In other words, they're AI-proofed in as much as you can AI-proof things. Now, further inequality exists there as well, because some of these AI softwares are subscription or paid AI softwares. And of course, people with the deeper pockets will be able to afford the paid versions. This cannot be detected. So you're going to have inequality inbuilt into the system right from the start, because facilities are not the same. There was no audit done of science labs. So the sciences, biology, chemistry, physics, are coming in this tranche in September. Of other notable subjects is business studies is coming in. We're saying that there's huge concerns about the assessment of these, that it will, a little bit like the junior cycle framework, there's a feeling out there that it will be a dumbed-down education, that it will not get its international recognition like it did. And we will also say that the stress, and I'm a parent myself, the stress that arises from the Leave and Cert isn't because of the exam itself. It's because of the actual CAO points race and the fact that the Leave and Cert is used as an entrance exam for college. This has not changed. This is the exact same thing with the redeveloped Leave and Cert. So you're going to have the same pressures. In fact, probably you're going to have more pressures, because now the students will have a 40% project to do in every single subject. And this will give a massive workload issue for students and teachers. So we're calling on the minister. We have been engaged with the department for a long time at this stage, but it seems like they're not listening. So we need to have a real look at this, a proper look. We already know that the second stage is in trouble in terms of logistics to carry it out. So we want to look at these things. We want to try and address the concerns. They're for the good of you know, students, school, society in general. And we have addressed these with the department in terms of dispute resolution. And again, I would reiterate, we're looking for the best Leave and Cert for students, for parents, for the community. We want to stand up to international rigour, and we want it above all to be fair. So we are calling on support measures to aid our teachers, because as we know, the minister can and has instigated the Leave and the Leaving Cert redevelopment. Teachers have to teach this, but there are huge concerns. And, I mean, that's expressed when you consider that teachers are willing to forego 5% of pay adjustments. This was punitive damage issued by the department if you didn't agree to their, you know, improper supports for the senior cycle. So teachers, ASDI teachers in particular, have taken the moral ground where they can't stand over this. So we need these fears and these issues addressed. And I think everyone will be the better for them if they are.